From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Topping the news, Islamic State says airstrike kills U.S. hostage. U.S. officials said Friday they cannot confirm Islamic State's claim that a Jordanian airstrike killed an American female aid worker held hostage by the group. National Security Advisor Susan Rice spoke with reporters.
We do not at the present have any evidence to corroborate ISIL's claims, but obviously we'll keep reviewing the information at hand.
The American aid worker was identified by her family as Kayla Mueller. Islamic State said she was killed when a Jordanian airstrike hit the building where she was being held in the Syrian city of Raqqa. Jordanian officials call the Islamic State's claim criminal propaganda. Mueller was taken by the Islamic State when she was leaving a hospital in the Syrian city of Aleppo in 2013. U.S. intelligence officials said Friday they believe the Nigerian Islamic group Boko Haram consists of 4,000 to 6,000 hardcore fighters. This came as Boko Haram attacked two towns in neighboring Niger, but were driven back by forces from Niger and Chad. Niger's defense minister said the forces killed 109 militants during the attack. Four Niger soldiers were also killed. Yemen Shiite rebels finalized their takeover of the country that is Friday, announcing that they will dissolve parliament and are setting up a new presidential council. The Houthi militia said in a televised statement the five-member council will manage the majority Sunni country for up to 2 years. Talks between the Houthis and all Yemeni political parties ended on Wednesday with no deal. This is VOA News. The leaders' meeting in Moscow failed to reach a peace deal on Ukraine, happened during talks, but they agreed to work on a shaky September ceasefire agreed upon in Minsk. VOA's Daniel Scherf has details.
A Kremlin spokesman described Ukraine peace talks Friday between French President François Hollande, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and Russian President Vladimir Putin as constructive and substantive. Dmitry Peskov indicated no new deal was reached after 5 hours of closed-door private discussions in Moscow, but he said they agreed to work on a September ceasefire drawn up in the Belarusian capital Minsk that has been routinely violated. Based on proposals made by the President of France and the German Chancellor, he says, work is underway to prepare the text of a possible joint document on implementation of the Minsk agreements. Daniel Scherf, VOA News, Kyiv.
Annual Security Conference in Munich, one of the world's largest gatherings of political leaders, focusing on security issues, opened Friday with stark warnings over the current climate of threats. British Defense Secretary Michael Fallon raised the current situation in eastern Ukraine and the threat from the Islamic State group as particular threats to Western European countries.
These are very direct threats to us. The aggression from Russia is a direct threat to NATO. The threat from ISIL is a threat to our streets, the streets of Paris, of Brussels, of London, and even the resurgence of Boko Haram is in the end a threat to North Africa and the southern flank of Europe as well. So these are direct threats to the European part of NATO, and it does mean that we have to shoulder a larger part of the burden.
The Munich Security Conference runs until Sunday. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has urged Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif to meet a March deadline for a framework deal to rein in Iran's nuclear program. Iran and a group that includes the United States, Britain, China, France, Russia, and Germany have been trying to reach an agreement as part of their years-long effort to resolve questions about Iran's nuclear activity. They have given themselves until July 1st to agree to a final deal. The so-called P5+1 group wants Iran to scale back its nuclear activity and ensure that it's not developing nuclear weapons. Iran has insisted its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes and wants the repeal of sanctions that have hurt its economy. You can get more on this story and the rest of the hour's news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.